Welcome to the show, everybody. We gotta once again still figuring things out. You know, fourth episode in, still some technical difficulties getting started. I'd like to give a shout out to Malik Johnson, our the head of RMU Radio here, student run RMU Radio, who helped me and also made things a little bit worse in the progress. Turns out, there's no sound coming in. Turns out it was because he didn't hit the record button. So be sure, last week we had audio issues because it was coming from the computer without me knowing. That was my fault. Malik, thank you for helping me and, thank you. Just make sure, to always hit the record button. So we got a lot to talk about, later in the show, we'll have a call with a hockey player who plays hockey at Pitt for their club team, as well as we'll call him and we'll talk hockey with him, Penguins hockey and whatnot, and his hockey career, his outlook on the season, mostly Penguin stuff because they played their first game yesterday and unfortunately lost 5-4. But we're going to start with the MLB postseason. Now, first two games of the postseason, just absolutely thrilling. Thrilling. Unbelievable. There's a reason why I love baseball. Every postseason is great. Every postseason is great. The NBA, I think the NHL and the MLB are really the only two where this is true. You can watch a game, any game, with the feeling that one of these teams may win. If you watch the NBA, the postseason, you're going to watch, the one seed, we'll say Warriors versus, Grizzlies. We'll say just out of the blue, Grizzlies. Nobody thinks the Grizzlies are going to win. The Grizzlies aren't going to win. The point is, when it comes to the MLB and when it comes to the NHL and what, their leagues are so great at, it's just so balanced. Just so, any team can win. I believe the Kings won it 1 year as an 8 seed. That won't happen in the NBA. That's not going to happen in the NBA. No 8 seed's going to beat the Warriors. They're not going to beat the Cavs or Celtics. I don't even know who else. Maybe the Spurs get one. The point is, those top teams, in the West and the top two teams in the East, they're not going to lose. You're already guaranteed. You don't have the same amount of excitement, at least until you get to the finals, which are exciting. The MLB postseason, in case you missed it, the first two games, absolutely phenomenal, back and forth, a lot of offense. The thing is, it's kind of difficult to really just break down how exciting they were and how absolutely amazing these games were. The Yankees and the Twins. We'll start with that one. Twins come out with a 4-0 lead, or 3-0 lead in the first inning, and Severino gets taken out. Yankees come back and win. That on its own is just, they lost their starter in the first inning. You don't see something like that happen in other sports, and just back and forth offense. Diamondbacks and Rockies. I believe the final score is 11-8 of that game. Started off with the Diamondbacks taking a 4-0 lead. Rockies bring it with, I don't know if they tied up, but probably within a run. Then the Diamondbacks go up 3 more. On a 2-run triple by their setup man, who has a .09 batting average. 2-run triple by a reliever. Guys that never bat. And the Rockies come back within a run again. Diamondbacks take another lead. Rockies come back. You know, that kind of back and forth is just amazing to watch. And I have to say, I like what I see from the Yankees and the Diamondbacks. Now, I don't have either team going all the way. Honestly, and I think if I had to pick one of those two teams to even make it to their league championship games, I'm going to say Diamondbacks. I don't think the Yankees are going to get past the Indians. I don't. I think the Indians have, not only do they have talent, they have postseason experience. You know, they've been to the World Series before. They were an out away from winning the World Series. The Dodgers have, you know, they have talent. They have talent. They're the deepest team in the league. But when it comes down to it, you know, their postseason appearances have all been them choking. I mean, that's just what it was, is them choking. You know, granted, it's different. They don't have to, you know, they have Yu Darvish now, so they don't have to throw out Clayton Kershaw every day. But, you know, I'll believe it when I see it from them. They can be as good as they're the best team money can buy. But I'll believe it when I see it. My pick this year to win the World Series is neither of those two teams, though. I'm rooting for the Indians, but they're not my pick. My pick to win the World Series this year is the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros are my pick, hands down, to win the World Series this year. I think, personally, with respect to Kershaw and Darvish, I think Keuchel and Verlander will be the best 1-2 punch in the playoffs this year. Houston's bullpen loaded. Houston's lineup loaded. Houston's bench loaded. You know, if they go up against the Indians in the ALCS, like I think they will, that's going to be the series to watch. That'll be better than the World Series. Coming out of the NL, I think the NL is a little bit difficult to pick because you got the top two teams are the Dodgers and Nationals, but like I said earlier, neither of those teams have recently done bad in the playoffs. The Diamondbacks, they don't have the pitching behind Greinke to get there. And then you got the Cubs. You know, the Cubs had a down year. I think the group of the Cubs will win another one at some point. I don't think it will be this year. So then you got the Diamondbacks, who, like I said before, I mean, they don't have good enough pitching. So coming out of the NL, I think it's difficult. It is difficult. I can't really pick a team coming out of the NL. But so theory, I think the winner is going to be from the AL. I've been wrong before. I mean, I don't think I've ever correctly picked the World Series. So don't hold my thoughts here. Don't hold my prediction and say it's going to happen, because I don't think I've ever correctly picked the World Series. I think last year, I forget who I took. Actually, I think I took the Astros. I think I took the Astros again last year. I took the Astros last year at the beginning of the season. And then I said a team from the NL Central will win it when they had three teams win at least 97 games. That didn't happen. Mets or Royals over Mets. So don't hold my prediction to be, you know, if it's don't act like it's going to happen. Because when it comes to the MLB playoffs, and we go back to the beginning, everything in the playoffs is MLB playoffs is just luck. Mostly luck. Very rarely do the best teams win it all. I mean, the Cubs did last year, but very rarely does that happen. When the Royals won and the Royals made the World Series, they weren't the best team in the regular season. When the Giants won, they weren't the best team in the regular season. I mean, that year when the Giants versus Royals, they were both wild card teams. Not even that. They both played on – actually, no, Kansas City, I think, was at home. But San Francisco was on the road. So San Francisco was the lowest seed in the NL. But enough about just, you know, MLB postseason talk. We'll stay in the MLB. Talk a little bit of the off season for the Pirates. Now, Pirates off season, what I want them to do is not sell anyone off. Upgrade the bullpen. Maybe sign, maybe get a hitter as well, an infielder. Do I think they're going to do that? No, I do not think they're going to do that. They're probably going to shop McCutchen, Cole, and Josh Harrison around. I don't think they're going to trade McCutchen. I don't think we've seen the last of him in Pirates uniform. I think that because I don't think they're going to get the offer that they like. If they struggle for the first half of next season, then they will trade him if they're out of the playoff race. And I mean completely out. Not like this year when they were two games out and failed to make a move. Which, just to point out, you know, people criticizing me for saying that they should get Jay Bruce, still have yet to answer the question, how would trading for Jay Bruce hurt the franchise? Can't answer that question. But to go back to the point, I don't think they're not going to trade McCutchen. They're not going to get what they want for him. He's 1 year left. He's 31 years old. He's coming. You know, even if he had a better season this year, yeah, I think he had a good season. It was not up to his standards for the second year in a row. If he batted 300 this year and then put up the same home runs, same RBIs and everything like that, then I would say they would trade him. But he had that year where you could see that he's on his way back, but it wasn't enough to trade him to get the return that you want. Plus, we're in a day and age where defense is valued a lot more than it was, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago even. You know, that's why the White Sox got as much as they did for Adam Eaton, and the Pirates couldn't get that package for McCutchen from the Nationals. It was defense. McCutchen's defense is not that good. It's not. I believe he was worth minus one defensive war this year. Last year, he was the lowest-rated defensive player in baseball. So while his defense could be flashy, it's just not as good as it was, you know. His speed has gone down, and that will continue to go down. So I don't think they'll trade him this offseason. I think at the latest, if they do move him, it will be next trade deadline. Because, you know, if they don't move him after that, then he's going to go into next offseason as a free agent. They won't get anything. But the most likeliest Pirate to go this offseason is Josh Harrison. It's not McCutchen. It's not Gerrit Cole. It's Josh Harrison. I don't think they should trade Josh Harrison, but he is definitely the most likely Pirate to go. And the reason for that is simple. They love Adam Frazier. I mean, you can tell with how many times they play him this year. And he's a very good player. He is. He reminds me a lot of Josh Harrison. You know, except Josh Harrison had a little bit more extra power than Frazier does. And while Frazier's a very good player, a very great player, he's not as exciting as Josh Harrison. So I feel they'll trade Harrison. I don't know if they will, but if I had to bet, if I had to put money down on the most likely player to go, who would be the, if they did, you know, or if they sold all three of them, who would be the first one to go? It'd be Josh Harrison. Because Josh Harrison could probably net you a very good return, similar to what his value would be on the Pirates, unlike McCutchen and unlike Gerrit Cole. Josh Harrison is the most replaceable of the three because they have a guy in the majors ready to, you know, step in at second base. Now, Adam Frazier is not going to be as good as Josh Harrison right off the bat, but in the Pirates' eyes, he's good enough to be replaceable. Now, I really don't want them to move him because I think this offseason might be different. And I keep telling myself this. You know, because they can contend next year. They can. They can definitely contend next year. They have a good enough pitching staff. They definitely have a good enough pitching staff, a rotation at least. Not bullpen, they need to upgrade. Bullpen they behind Rivero is atrocious. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So they need to upgrade that. But the rotation's really good. I mean, Gerrit Cole, you know, if he can rebound, you know, pitch like he did in the first half of this year or back in 2015, they got an ace. He's an ace. If he pitches to his potential, he is an ace. Jameson Taillon can also be an ace pitcher if he pitches to his potential. Glasnow figures things out, then that's three aces. If Glasnow doesn't figure things out, they got Mitch Keller coming up next year, another great prospect. Then they have Trevor Williams, who I love. I love Trevor Williams. I think he's going to be a very good pitcher. I don't think he'll make, you know, an all-star team every year, but I think he'll be a very good pitcher, especially as number three or four pitcher, hopefully number four pitcher. You got Nick Kingham coming back, who was also a very good prospect before he got hurt. They got Stephen Brault. They have Nova, who I think, in my ideal situation, I would move Ivan Nova to the bullpen and go with a young rotation. The Pirates make the playoffs again, it will be because of this rotation. The next time the Pirates make the playoffs, it will be because of this rotation. Now, they got guys like, you know, Josh Bell is very good at first base. He's going to be, you know, one of the future star players of the team. They got Meadows in AAA, who I wish they would trade and sign McCutchen long-term. But that's different conversation. But they have Meadows there. They got Frazier, who came out of nowhere and is extremely good. They got shortstop, escaping me off the top of my head. But this is going to bug me. This is absolutely going to bug me. But they have a good farm system. They have a very good farm system. And they got Cole Tucker, another shortstop. That's not the one I'm thinking of, but do have him. Kevin Newman, that's who I'm thinking of. Kevin Newman, someone I actually love, too, at shortstop. They got Cole Tucker, Key Brian Hayes. I mean, those guys won't be up in the past couple of years. Kevin Newman may be up next year, possibility, if he keeps out-hitting his levels. I mean, they got they have a great group of young pitchers, a phenomenal group of young pitchers. And if this Pirates team makes the playoffs, it'll be because of those young pitchers. And keep in mind, they still have Marte locked up, who I hope will rebound after that horrible incident. They have Polanco, you know, who I hope will also rebound. They have him locked up. They also have Elias Diaz, who I think should be at least a backup catcher. At least a backup catcher. I personally think he should start, but I don't see any reason to be putting Chris Stewart above him in the depth chart. That's just me. I know Chris Stewart is the best when it comes to working with pitchers. I understand that. But his defense is not good, and you know, while he gets hits, I mean, look at his batting average. They're not good hits. They're like little droopy singles, and you're going to need a little bit more production from his bat, you know, to be worth a spot on the team with his defense as bad as it is. So I'd like to take this time, do a little bit of plug here at Robert Morris. If you go to Robert Morris and you're listening, be sure to check out Bringing the Blues, free admission. That is going to be on the 3rd of November, 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall. It is featuring Jill West and Blues Attack, along with a screening of Blues Chronicles from the Berg. That is free admission at Hopwood Hall. Be sure to check out Bringing the Blues to RMU. Now, back to the MLB before we get into hockey talk in about 7 minutes-ish. So, I'm kind of having trouble finding my thoughts here. When it comes down to it, the Pirates, they have a core. They have a group that if they play up to their potential, they can contend. They can be one of the better teams in the National League. The question is, will they play up to their potential? If Marte, Polanco, and Kutch play up to the potential, or even just, you know, 70% of their potential, they got one of the better outfields in the league, one of the top outfields in the league. If Josh Bell continues to improve, they got one of the better first basemen in the league. You know, Josh Harrison or Adam Frazier, we've seen what those two can do. Cervelli, we've seen what he can do. And then there is the amazing rotation. The bullpen still needs work. The bullpen's going to be a weakness. I said the bullpen last year, and there were people that criticized me at the beginning of the year when I said the bullpen is filled with question marks and it is not very good. And I said that all throughout last year, even when the team was, you know, was contending for a division spot. Because you may pretend that they weren't, but they were contending. They were two games out. That is a fact. They were contending. If this was 2012 or 2013 and they were playing like that, you would have been psyched. It's only because we've seen winning baseball that you think two games out is not contending. But back to the point. You know, I said last year, from the offseason to now, bullpen is horrible. I didn't really like the Melanson trade, but I will admit, Rivera is amazing, and they got a good deal. Now, I will admit that. But the pen behind Rivera is bad. It is bad. It's horrible. It is just bad. It's just, like, there's no other word to describe it other than just bad. If they're going to get better, they're going to make the playoffs, they need to. Because when they were winning, when it was 2013, 2015, 2014, they didn't really have that great of an offense. They won because of their pitching staff. They did. They won because of their bullpen. Because of Melanson and Grilly, or Melanson and Watson, or Grilly, Melanson, Watson. Even in 2011 and 2012 with Grilly and Hanrahan, they won because of their bullpen. Before those collapses, obviously. If they're going to win again, they need to upgrade the bullpen. Plain and simple. Thank you for tuning into my show. This is, I don't know if I introduced myself earlier, but this is Sports with Carney. I'm Logan Carney. We had a little bit of technical difficulties getting kicked off, but so we're probably going to have a little bit of a shorter show here. But it'll be a good one. We're going to talk Penguins hockey coming up. And since that is, you know, admittingly my weak sport, we're going to talk to a hockey player at Pitt, Ryan Lobick, who's also from my alma mater. We'll give him a call in a little bit. But I just want to, you know, touch on, if you're listening out there, let me know what you think about the Pirates. You know, text me. I assume if you're listening, you have my phone number. I'm assuming that. Text me. You can reach me out on Twitter, Lucky_9_9. You can find me on Facebook. Reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are on the Pirates next season, because I really do want to know. Because their next season, it's going to be an enigma, you know, going in. You know, if they live up to their potential, then they can contend and make the playoffs. If they don't, like they haven't the past 2 years played to their potential, then we will be in for another bad year, another frustrating year. Because the team's good enough. We've seen these guys all perform before. You know, the team is good enough. They have the talent. Just means, if will the talent, you know, play up to their potential. We're going to go ahead and give Ryan a call now. Also want to point out, this is the only radio show out there, the only radio show out there that uses the phone here at Robert Morris. I don't know why I say the only radio show out there. The only radio show at Robert Morris that uses the phone. So just a quick shout out. This is the second time we've called someone. So we're going to give a call and talk a little bit about hockey. But yeah, just let me know what you think about the Pirates. No, if they play up to their potential, like I think they will, like I hope, like I'm holding out hope that they will, they can make the playoffs. If they don't, like they have the past 2 years, we're going to be in for another very frustrating season, especially if they refuse to make moves like at the deadline, like they did this past year, especially if they refuse to make upgrades to obvious holes. But enough talking about, you know, the most frustrating team in Pittsburgh. We're going to talk about more about the most positive team in Pittsburgh. And we're going to give Ryan Lobick a little call here. Just hold on a quick second, and we'll be right back as we figure out the phone.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay.
You're live, so what's the question? You're on air right now. I'd like to introduce my guest. Played Plum Hockey, plays at Pitt now, and he's a good friend, Ryan Lobick. Ryan, how are you? What was that? Superior Pit.
The Pit dorms that are definitely superior to the RFP ones.
Well, I mean, that's a different debate for a different day, I guess.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, Ryan. As we try and get you situated here, having a little bit of audio troubles, as usual. But Ryan.
Yeah, man. I listened to it for like 4 minutes. A lot of dead air here, so I'm not feeling it.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'll talk to you later. No, I'm joking. All right, Ryan. I'm just gonna ask you straight out. What are your thoughts on the Penguins season?
I'm gonna say they're not as good as last year. They lost some guys. I don't know about that third line center, Greg McKegg. I haven't seen him. I've heard good things about him, but he's no Bonino. And obviously losing Daly's tough. But I'm mostly worried about Matt Murray because he doesn't have most athletes play better whenever somebody's challenging them for their spot, and now that he's won it, I'm not sure about him. I was never really sure about him. Always a Marc-Andre Fleury guy, classic guy. I heard he let up a weak OT goal last night from his glove. Everybody knows his glove blows, but. We'll see with him.
I mean, I kind of like your thoughts on that, actually, because, even last, he's going to be counted on. There's no veteran goalkeeper. Like, there's no Fleury that if Murray struggles, it's like, okay, we can go to, another top goaltender anyway.
You got Niemi. He had some good years in San Jose, but he really, really fell off. I think he was not good in Dallas. It's one of those like old goalie situations where they're going to give you good minutes, but sometimes they're going to play bad, and you can't rely on them. That being said, he's a good backup, better than Jari, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down, but really, they didn't really make that many additions to the team. I mean, what do you think about the additions that they did make to replace, some of the few guys that they did lose?
I like the idea of adding Reeves. He's one of the few guys that can actually play, but he's also going to be able to fight. And that's not, like, we didn't need him to win the cup. We didn't need somebody like that to win the cup, but you saw, Crosby gets bullied. He's not Malkin, who's big, 6'4", and is going to, throw the body around, be tough by himself. At the same token, we don't want to be playing Tom Sestito in a playoff game. As cool as Tommy Toughnuts is, as big as his dong is, he can't play hockey. So we needed him. We needed Reeves. Other than that, like I said, Niemi's a strong addition, but he's not going to be – like Fleury's not going to challenge Murray for a spot. I don't know much about this Greg McKegg guy, but I know he's been all right. I would have liked to see a third-line center come in, but what the price is, I don't know if I'm willing to give up like a winger we have because our young wingers are too good to give up.
Yeah, I mean – now, we'll turn it a little bit, I don't know if I've personally ever asked you about this, but just what are your thoughts about, the expansion? Obviously they're going to do a future expansion to wherever it may be to get the league back up to an even number. But what are your thoughts about the Las Vegas Golden Knights, how they're going to do this year, how this will lead to other expansion teams, and just, putting a team in Las Vegas in general?
I like the idea of an expansion draft. I don't like the place it's put at. I think it's a real money thing. And, every commissioner does this. All they want to do is get money. But I like the idea of expanding the league. It's tough to see players go in an expansion draft, but it is what it is. We wouldn't have as many teams as we do now without it. So, that is what it is. But, I don't like the location of Vegas. I would have rather see a Quebec City, a Hartford, a Seattle maybe, Kansas City. Because you see what's going on, like Florida, Tampa, Arizona. They have good teams. They have solid teams and nobody's showing up. So I don't know how long Vegas is going to last. They have to do really well this year and next year, or else, you know, nobody's going to come to their games. They're going to lose money. They're going to fail.
No, I agree with you because, I mean, even, you know, I mean, the hockey, I'll just come out of it, is my weak sport. But you look at, you know, baseball teams in Florida. Like, you brought up the hockey teams in Florida. You look at the baseball teams, too, the Marlins and Rays. Even when they're doing good, they struggle to get fans. You look at football in L.A., huge city. They struggle to get fans there. You know, there's just so much other stuff to do, especially in a city like Vegas, that putting an expansion team there, I mean, it's just going to be difficult to compete with every other thing that's there, especially when they get an NFL team too in a couple of years.
Yeah, you brought up that baseball thing in Florida. That kind of surprises me. You know, you got all those old timers living down there. Baseball's a thing. You know, throw back a couple brews and just sit there. I don't understand that. Like, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I feel like the location's bad. But the idea is good.
So you brought up a couple cities where you'd like to see a team. If you had to pick one, if you were a commissioner, let's say you're Commissioner Ryan Lobick of the NHL, and you're looking to expand at least just one more team to make it 32, what city would you award the team to? What would be your pick?
I mean, I'm tempted to give it back to a city like, you know, Quebec City, Hartford, like they did with Winnipeg. But that's not really expanding the league. If I'm a commissioner, I go somewhere like Seattle or Kansas City. Probably Seattle. They don't have much up there. And like my brother lives in Portland. He goes to the Winter Hawks games, which is a team in the WHL. Head coach Mike Johnson, who's a scumbag. I hated him. record. I definitely like to see a Seattle team. And they live the life up there in Seattle. So, you know, anybody that's living the life is definitely going to go see a hockey game because that's the life.
They have a good fan base, too. I mean, you're, like you said, you know, there's not many other teams out there. I mean, especially hockey. You know, they got the Mariners, and which they won't have to compete with that much. And they got, you know, obviously the Seahawks, but they only have to compete with them once a week. So, you know, a hockey team down there, I mean, if I agree with you, Seattle could definitely support one. I mean, they'll have that whole market of the whole, you know, Northeast U.S.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 12th man. They'll get the 7th man up there. It's going to be rowdy. definitely going to see that.
Now, I know you didn't get the chance to watch the game last night. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to watch it either. You know, I already asked you, you know, what are your thoughts on the season? But if you had to pick, you know, I'm just going to go into a little bit more deep, and I'm just going to ask you straight out. Do you think the Penguins will get the three-peat this year?
I'm sorry. People from my floor were harassing me. what was the question?
Do you think the Penguins will get the three-peat this year?
I don't know. I think a lot of teams have gotten a lot better and Penguins have gotten worse. I trust Mike Sullivan a lot. I think he's the ideal coach. He basically just tells them to play. Yeah, there's a system in place. But he also doesn't press them to play very controlled. It's like the best of both worlds between Bosma and Johnston. So I think he's going to push them to win. I think we have pieces that can, but I'm not going to call it. It's so hard to win in the NHL. It's amazing that they got the back-to-back.
No, it is.
And I mean, I could see it happen, but at the same token, I could see a lot of other teams win. Yeah,
I agree with you. I mean, I talked about it at the beginning when I was talking about the MLB postseason. Really, like, when it comes down to it, the NHL and the MLB, when it gets to their postseason, you know, the 8 seed can end up winning. That won't happen in the NBA or the NFL, you know, that often. Whereas it seems like it happens, you know, all the time in the NHL and the MLB where there's upsets and everything like that. Almost like March Madness without, you know, 60 games going on.
Yeah, it's very possible. Times get upset. You know, every game there's bounces. I honestly don't think we should have beat the Predators if they had Johansson. I think it's a different series, and I think ultimately we lose. You saw how we won. Like, Hornquist put it off the back of Rene. That doesn't happen every game. It's, you know, that if that doesn't happen, what happens? You know, they put one in, and then it goes to game seven. Anything can happen there. You know, it's, I don't even know if we could have beat that, won that series. So, every series is a toss up.
Yeah. Ryan, I'd like to, you know, unfortunately we're running out of time here, but I'd like to, you know, thank you for joining me, and I'd like to, you know, wish you the best of luck down at Pitt.
Yep. Also, quick shout out to Dylan Joyce and Nolan P. Hall on the RMU D1 teams. I'm coming for you guys. I don't think we're going to – I don't know when we're going to play, but I'm definitely coming for you guys.
Do you play them?
Yeah, we'll definitely play them a few times. They're a conference, so –
Oh, that's awesome. All right, well, I'll be sure to looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Ryan, for joining me again. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, that was Ryan Lobick, who plays hockey at Pitt. As you can hear the phone smack off the desk, because it was kind of difficult. We had a little bit, you know, like I said, you know, I am the only one up here that actually uses the phone. You know, it's. Yeah, I had to hold it up to the microphone because for some reason, you know, usual audio problems up here. It's not the equipment. The equipment's great. It's just me. I'm just gonna come out and say it's just me. This is a show of one. I'm the only one running all the equipment, and everything. It's just me. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and blame someone else. It's difficult. It is really difficult. But unfortunately, because of the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, we are running out of time. I just like to give another shout out here to Bringin' the Blues. If you get the chance, honestly, if you get the chance and you go to Hopwood Hall, you know, if you get the chance, you're at Robert Morris, you go to Hopwood Hall, be sure to check out Bringin' the Blues. Free admission. It'll be on the 3rd of November at 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall. That is actually right outside the radio, that is right outside the radio room too. So, who knows? You even come see me. Just kidding. I'm going to be on vacation, unfortunately. But if I wasn't, I would definitely go. That is the 3rd of November, and it's featuring Joe West and Blues Attack, along with the screening of Blue Chronicles from the Berg, which I believe was made by some people here that actually go to Robert Morris. So, again, you know, if you get the chance, be sure to check it out. But I'd like to thank you all for joining me again. And I'm Logan Carney. Once again, this has been Sports with Carney. We're going to have the Arctic Monkeys play you out. But be sure to check my show out every Thursday, 8 p.m. Hopefully it starts at 8 p.m. No, I think I'm going to make 8:15 my regular time slot, because it seems like we get a lot of shows starting at 8:15. But, you know, 8 p.m. every Thursday on the TuneIn app. Soon, we'll have it up on the podcast section on RMU Century Media, so you can actually listen to previous episodes. Just be sure to check it out. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Logan Carney. This has been Sports with Carney. Out of some aces up your sleeve. Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night.